Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lettman. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Landis steals second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Smith moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman takes first base on ball four. Jackson moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Smith scores. Jackson moves to third. Latman moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Latman scores. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Perry now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The slide. Nixon applies the tag. Aparicio is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to third. Perry moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Martin scores. Perry moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Perry scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Landis steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ennis takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to third. Ennis moves to second. Gary Bell now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ennis scores. Smith moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Latman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. Phillips scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito strikes out. There goes Latman. The throw from Nixon to Strickland, and Latman is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ennis. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Strickland scores. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, White Sox. Ray Moore now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Webster now playing second base. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis bunts towards the mound. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Pearsall. Fox moves to third. Landis moves to second. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bell. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. It's 9-4, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive towards short. Esposito reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore bunts towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler fires to first and picks off Held. One out. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to third. Two outs. Don Dillard pinch hits for Gary Bell. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland scores. It's 9-5, White Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Umberto Robinson now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Callison now playing left field. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minoso for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona pinch hits for Ray Webster. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Leake now playing third base. Woody Held now playing shortstop. George Strickland now playing second base. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 2 in the game. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Umberto Robinson. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.